Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I believe it is my duty as an American citizen to be here. There is so much going on and so much to try and sift through. This is when we need that gift of discernment, is it not? In today's prayer, I'm going to actually read scripture out of Isaiah. I'll skip around just a little bit, and then I'm going to go into Psalms. So hang on. This is going to be our prayer today, and maybe it'll speak to us. But first, let's praise the Lord, and then we'll read his word. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we do praise you for the great I am that you are, for your love and your grace and your mercy and your salvation that you have given to us. We praise you, Father, and we thank you for your word. From the Old Testament to the New, how you speak to us in the now. May we learn and grow from your word. And Isaiah, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be rottenness, and their blossom shall be go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, as the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he hath stretched forth his hand against them, and hath smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and will hiss unto them from the end of the earth. And behold, they shall come and speed swiftly. None shall be weary nor stumble among them. None shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. Whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent, their horses' hooves shall be counted like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring like shall be like a lion, and they shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar, and they lay hold of the prey, and shall carry it away safe, and none shall deliver it. And in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea, and if one look unto the land, behold, darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof. And in Psalms we read, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee the day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, perhaps we don't understand all the words, but we know that you are in control. We know that you are the God of all creation. And we know that your people have fallen away. We are trying, O God, to rise up. Give us strength, give us courage, give us wisdom, and may we go forth in your love. But give us that gift of discernment, for so much is being placed before us. Much is not true. Some is half true. Help us, Father, to be your people and to be your beacon unto the world once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. After all the news yesterday, today we're going to listen to the political analysts will analyze, the political theorists will theorize, and to me, well, all that we see is not all that is there, and all that we hear is not all that is said. Makes a lot of sense, right? Or does it? We all see it. The decline of this president, it was therefore they stole the election. It was before they stole the election. Excuse me, I can't even read my own writing. We saw it before the election. That's why they hid him in a basement. He can no longer hide, and his lies can no longer be explained away or curtailed or as misspeak or whatever. Even before his decline, Biden was an evil man. Why do you think he stole classified documents as a senator? Is it a coincidence that the special counsel made their findings known yesterday on the day the Supreme Court was speaking? Even the liberals on the Supreme Court were speaking in favor of the Constitution and against these states that think they can dictate who will be on the national ballot for the presidency and who will not. Is it a coincidence that the Biden special counsel made public the day that Trump won Nevada by 77% and the Virgin Islands by 74%. Personally, I don't think so. I believe the Dems are scared and know they're going to lose. And revealing what we already knew is their way out from Biden. Time will tell, but the entire world knows. So if Biden isn't of sound mind enough to stand trial, how is he of sound mind enough to run this nation? He is not. So, who is running this nation? That is the darkest question of all. Obama and his team or someone else? Is it the military? Is that why they are considering Michelle for or were over-cackling Kamala? Or maybe pretty hair man in California. Can these win over Trump as the nation is seeing what the dark state has done to this nation? Or will we be attacked by our enemies who have crossed the border? And will our military, high-ranking military, see to it America loses? It is no longer just a fleeting fear, but a grave possibility that America will go down. America as we know it. But for the rank and file, who will not give up? Who will never surrender? Even more disturbing, and I'll share these with you later in the show, even more disturbing than the big Biden revelation that we already knew are two articles that I received. One was yesterday and one was this morning regarding the high-ranking military class, the high-ranking, the admirals, the generals, working for our enemies and hating Trump. Hating Trump so much they had a little tip to fight him. They were vocal. It isn't the rank and file. It's the admirals and the generals. Which military men who have served tell me they're nothing but politicians anyway. I have some scary stuff to tell you. And it's why I'm a little bit anxious this morning. But America, we are the rank and file. We are the ones. We will be the ones who will stand up and save America. Just like before. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno-150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno-150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change. And the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com. or Amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. By the way, I do have some of my books now in the office, just a few of them. I'll order some more as we get them sold. And they're going to cost us about $5 to mail them. So we'll have to add that on there. If you're on Amazon, you can get it free there, but free shipping, but not here. I can't do that. But we have Daniel with us. Daniel, sorry to take up your time. I'm selling a book, man. Just like everybody else, I'm selling a book.
No, it is your show, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. Thank you for having me.
No, you are a big part of the show. We had you on Wednesday, I guess, and talked about your lawsuit. Now, we got another lawsuit to talk about. Let's tell the American people what's going on.
Yeah, this is something that I was following the last 10 days that I'm genuinely saddened about. But I'm saddened about a lot of things these days. This is a 15-year-old lawsuit, a defamation lawsuit brought by the great Mark Stein, brought against the great Mark Stein, regular fill-in for Rush Limbaugh back in the day, personality, author. Mark Stein is British-Canadian, just a thorough champion of liberty. And some odd 15 years ago, Mark Stein criticized climate scientist Michael Mann and his famous hockey stick. And this was, your audience will remember, the graph that showed that the Earth's temperature has been flat forever until we started using fossil fuels, and then it spiked into the air in the shape of a hockey stick. And the hockey stick, when it was published, was the foundation for all of our climate activity. Every climate initiative, everything is because we could now prove scientifically that climate change is caused by human activity and by fossil fuels. Except the climate stick is a gigantic hoax. And emails were whistleblowers came out and said, Michael Mann manipulated the data. Michael Mann lied. Michael Mann, it is an enormous lie. But Mark Stein, for some reason, is the only one who Michael Mann decided to sue personally for defamation. 15 years later, the court finally took up the case. He sued in D.C., which is one of the dumbest and most poorly educated cities in the nation. They specifically chose D.C. as the jurisdiction, even though Mark Stein lives in New Hampshire and Michael Mann lives in Pennsylvania. And the verdict came out yesterday, and Mark Stein was found guilty. You're not allowed to criticize climate scientists. You're not allowed to put out blog posts or talk about it on the radio, as I'm doing right now. And if Michael Mann decides to sue you, you will lose in Washington, D.C. The thing that annoys me the most is that Michael Mann's lawsuit, and he said this on the record, did not cost him a dime. He spent no money on his attorney. He is not indebted to his attorneys because there is a green group called the Climate Science Legal Defense Fund that is paid for by Tom Steyer and George Soros. And this is what they do. If you criticize climate science, they will represent you and they will sue on your behalf to just basically silence people for criticizing the work. And so, I'm sure soon enough there will be the COVID Science Legal Defense Fund because people will eventually start suing Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci's not going to spend his money to defend himself in court. So green pharmaceutical groups will do it. And in this case, and that's where your beloved, our beloved friend Rudy asked me, are you being sued? Because I tweeted about it.
Yeah, we were worried.
I'm pointing out that that Mark Stein was sued, funded by Tom Steyer, so that Tom Steyer can have the foundation, or people like Tom Steyer, so that they can have the Climate Foundation to continue to have the U.S. government buy solar panels made by 9-year-old girls in communist China. And that's basically what they're doing, right? They need
absolutely
the scientific foundation to prove that. You got to keep buying my product and keeping me rich. It's an abomination of justice. I was genuinely sad yesterday when the verdict came out. I'm still sad. Mark Stein is appealing, but boy, Beth Ann, we're under attack from every single angle, and you know that better than most.
Will justice never, the normal justice today, this new norm, imagine a new justice, will it ever demand truth? Because we know that their findings are not truthful. We know that from the COVID to this climate change. We know, I've lived it. It's not true.
Yeah.
And they've got people scared to death. When will they be accountable?
The hockey stick, when this broke, you and your audience may remember ClimateGate back in the day.
Yes.
And this is when the emails leaked from the University of East Anglia in England. They were part of this. And emails leaked. Michael Mann calls it a hack because that's what Anthony Weiner called it, a hack, right? You call it a hack when bad information comes out about you. You say, I've been hacked. This was not a hack. These were people who were involved in the hockey stick creation who had the emails that showed we are going to, and this is the quote, use Mike's trick to hide the decline, right? They manipulated data, and you can manipulate data to show anything. There's a famous quote by a statistician that says if you torture the data enough, it will eventually confess. You can have numbers show anything you want if you manipulate.
Pencil pushers.
I tell folks often when I do town halls, growing up as a kid, our house was 50 degrees in winter and Dad said, put on a sweater. And then our house was 90 degrees in the summer and Dad said, just sit still and fan yourself because I'm not putting on AC. So half the year it was 50 degrees, half of the year it was 90 degrees. I can tell people honestly, you know, my dad kept the house an average of 70 degrees all year. That's statistics, right? That is a truthful statement. It's not necessarily an honest statement or a fair statement, but the average of 50 and 90 is 70. And that's what the hockey stick is. If you manipulate data any way possible, you can get it to show that fossil fuels are bad. But enough scientists who were part of that were like, boy, we're really lying here, aren't we? And they leaked the emails. But Michael Mann doesn't like that. Tom Steyer does not like that. You cannot criticize climate science. And the reason why it's so salient is the COVID. You cannot criticize COVID science. And if you do, Mark Zuckerberg will kick you off Facebook. And if you do, we will make sure you are removed from other social media platforms. And if you do, the White House, as it just came out this week, will tell Amazon, hey, you have to give those negative book reviews off your site because we don't want that, right? That is what you do if you criticize science. And let's put science in quotes.
This is more evidence, and I've kind of coined a new name today. This is more evidence. Let's start calling it the deep state. This is a deep, dark government. We don't know who's running this country. So yesterday, as you know, we get this news on Biden, and they tell us that he isn't of sound enough mind to face a trial. Yet he's running this country. Do the American people not have a right to know who's running this country? And to me, this is a deep, dark state of government. And I got an article yesterday and another article today, and it's telling the tales of the high-ranking officials, admirals, and generals from our military and how they are involved in this dark, deep government. Anti-Trump. Got to get him out. We can't let him. Even mentioned assassination in the 2020 election.
Yeah.
That they would oversee
and there's
this.
There's a reason, right? It's the same as the Tom Steyer and this lawsuit. There's a reason. They have vested interests, and the military generals have vested interests. If it's not their friends who work at defense contractors or the stocks they own, it's just the fact that they like power, right? A lot of folks climb the ranks of the military because they like war. And I can understand that. There are some great generals who liked war and were good at it. But that doesn't mean you create war. But that's exactly what they want. There are people who are thrilled that we're getting attacked by Houthi rebels in the Red Sea because it's a chance to drop bombs. And we are. We're dropping bombs in Syria. We're dropping bombs in Iraq. We're dropping bombs in Yemen. This is great if you like war. And so, yeah, it's totally not surprising. None of this is violates human. This is human nature. But our government is supposed to rein that in and protect us from people's worst instincts, people with power and their worst instincts. I did watch Biden last night. It was I dislike the man on many levels. I did feel a little sorry for him. And late in life, before my beloved father passed, he did admit, you know, he was forgetting things. And I remember we asked him, are you scared? And he was like, no, I'm a little concerned. He said, I'm more worried about your mother because I know it's
going to get that's ugly. What my daddy said,
yeah, there are
too.
Certain days. I don't know what it is. I don't know where I was. My dad was not the president.
Well, I lost my mother to that disease. And I'll tell you what, it's a horrible, dehumanizing disease. And the problem is, they've got him flaunted up here in front of America, and it's abuse. It's elderly abuse, and you have said that before. But it's we're on a global issue here because it's globally with the climate change, and it's globally what they're trying to do to America to take away our sovereignty and make us a part of the global units community. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you. We'll keep praying. God bless. We'll be right back. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in
6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article here, and I'm just going to read a little bit of it to you. I'm going to go through a couple of things real fast, then I want to get on this military issue because I think this is even a greater problem. Or maybe it's the foundation of the problem. But this is talking about what Justice Clarence Thomas said to the attorney that was fighting for Colorado to keep President Donald J. Trump off of the ballot for presidency. But there were several of them. And even the liberal judges weren't buying this story. So they're going to the amendment, the 14th Amendment, Section 3. And this is what Justice Thomas said. It would seem that particularly after the Reconstruction and after the Compromise of 1877 and during the period of Redeemers, that you would have the kind of conflict. There was a plethora of Confederates still around. There were
any number of people who would continue to either run for state offices or national offices. So that would suggest that there would be at least, that there would at least be a few examples of national candidates being disqualified, if your reading is correct. This is what he was claiming. But Murray had no examples. So Thomas goes on, he says, so what was the purpose of Section 3? The concern was that former Confederate states would continue being bad actors, and the effort was to prevent them from doing this. And you're saying that, well, this also authorizes states to disqualify candidates. So what I'm asking you for, if you are right, what are the examples? Murray again avoided the question and did not answer it. And Thomas says, what I would like to know is, do you have any examples of this? Of course, they just keep hem-hawing around. They don't have any examples because they don't exist. And this was the same thing coming from Ketanji Jackson Brown, Justice Brown, and the others. They're barking up a tree that doesn't exist. Now, when I read this about the Confederates, now, you know, Missouri was a Confederate state, and I believe that the war was more than just about slavery. But there was a lot of anger and contention even after the war. There were those who didn't want to believe the war was over, and they weren't going to give it up. I believe we have a new kind of Confederates today that want to completely eliminate the United States of America. Kind of like the old lover, if I can't have her, you can't either, and a murderer. So it's very concerning what's happening. And when I get into the military thing, and I am going to make these available. I know I post those things on Facebook, and many of you are not on Facebook. We will make the paper available for you. And there's two different articles, and we'll get to those in just a moment. I thought, I got to keep these for my brother, my Marine brother. He needs to read them. So Joe Biden insists his memory is fine. He came out. That was his idea, I'm sure. I'm sure they tried to fight him on it. I'm sure Jill is tremendously upset and angry. But he got angry with the journalists that were there questioning him. And the ones that are usually throwing him softball questions were going at him. And he got angry. And he got hurt. And I saw the same thing in my mother. She was angry that you would even question her. She was angry. When they gave her the test at the doctor's office, she came out. And she said, well, maybe he won't remember his birthday when he's my age either. She was angry, offended, and they're scared. I don't like Biden. I don't like him at all. And I think he was an evil man before he lost his memory. But the Democrat Party and the anti-Trumpers insisted on him being president, being the face of the president. Did they not realize how far gone he was back then, or did they just think they could keep hiding it? And do they think they can hide it for another 4 years? I don't think they do. And I think that's why they let this come out yesterday. So what it does, basically, and well, time will tell. I'm not one of those political analysts that I have any education. I don't have a degree in political science or anything like that. I'm just what I'm observing. And if you observe, every time something happens, they do something to distract. And this deep, dark government that the American people, I don't care if you are a lefty, you really don't know who's running this country, and you ought to be offended by it. If you're on the left, do you not value liberty for you? If you think that we're so evil because we kept liberty from others during the growth of this nation, and much of it was wrong, much of it was terrible, what about now? Well, this was upsetting. And it was upsetting when General Mattis, you know, Mad Dog Mattis, the Marine, always liked Marines. Not this one. This came out yesterday from Kathleen J. Anderson, and I think it's from Political Insider. The title caught my eye. General Mattis secretly worked as a consultant for the UAE during the Yemen war. 2 years ago, the Washington Post broke the news that hundreds of retired United States military members have ranked in major cash working as consultants for foreign nations. Many of these veterans are retired generals and admirals, and thanks to an exhaustive legal battle with the federal government, the Washington Post was able to shed light on this side of the hustle America's most trusted leaders have enjoyed. I think our problem is trusting. The rank and file Americans, you and me, we trusted the elected officials and we trusted our military. And they cannot be trusted. They have no integrity. They only love themselves and money and power, and they do not love the American people. They do not care about the rank and file in our military. Our young boys and women that go to battle, lose their arms, lose their legs, lose their lives. And the orphans that are left behind. And the widows. They don't care about that. Do you, Liz Cheney? You don't care about that at all. Well, this is a very long article. It says the United Arab, how do you say it? Emiratis? Or the UAE, as it is commonly referred to, is not the only foreign nation known to employ United States military veterans. Still, they have employed more retired military than any other foreign nation. We have veterans in hospitals, homeless in the streets. These generals, they could care less about the other vets. They could care less. Maybe it's time the rank and file Americans let the generals know who is the boss. And it ain't them. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth, and I have more. It gets more disturbing. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome. But you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So, as I said earlier, even more disturbing than what we were figured out with Biden when they say it out loud, you know, there apparently is a great deal of these high-ranking military admirals and generals, retired ones, and probably active duty ones too, that are doing some nefarious things and have been for a long time. We the people are the rank and file in America, and it's time we took our rightfully duty to defend and protect our great Constitution, our constitutional republic. You got to remember, it's a constitutional republic, not just a republic, because Putin says Russia's a republic. This says, who are the military personnel working against Trump? Now, there was a lot of stuff that was very scary that was revealed in this article. It's written by Anil W. McCabe, and I believe it was on, it's redstate.com. You can find it there. But I will make it available. I'll make clean copies without all my little red marks on them. And you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and just say generals on it. I want the two articles about generals, and I will get them to you. It says the left-wing media is spinning up the threat to democracy that they believe is posed by President Donald J. Trump and his supporters as Americans approach the November 5th election here this year. In an incredible demonstration of their capabilities, the left has spun four criminal cases against the president. Two federal, one in Fulton County, Georgia, and another in Manhattan, New York. Many of the same players behind the anti-Trump lawfare are also tied to the 2020 Transition Integrity Project, such as Norm Eisen. And many of the participants were not only public about their participation, but promoted the project in the media. What needs to be explored is the connection between the military and the national security community, personnel who actively opposed Trump in the 2020 cycle, and TIP, which is the Transition Integrity Project, and what their function is opposing Trump in now the 2024 election. In TIP's final report, the military is a peripheral consideration, and it was a concern only to the extent the project members feared the military would be loyal to Trump and unwilling to back the swearing in of the former Vice President Joseph Biden. They think this because that's what they intend to do, and that's what they intended to do. It says after January 6th in 2021, Capitol Hill protests, the left, their media allies highlighted current and veteran military personnel on the Hill that day. And that emphasis alluded to these individuals as part of the threat from within. After Biden's successful inauguration, the new Pentagon leadership under Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin III almost immediately ordered units to stand down and to identify military personnel guilty of extremism. Do you understand what's going on here? This was an effort to get a handle on the political threat within the military from personnel who might not be the backstop of the left's dicta. Following the principles of left-wing protection, if the left is looking for Trumpian malefactors, chances are they would have their own actors on the inside. In the meantime, it is essential to identify the military leaders who oppose Trump and work their connections back and back the TIP 2.0 and the other for 2024 efforts to block and disrupt a president's election and return to the White House. No other retired high-ranking officer took on Trump like Admiral William H. McGraven, who led Special Operations Command and personally supervised the bin Laden raid. This made it more shocking that McGraven would criticize Trump so as to create a permissive environment for a mutiny against Trump or even his assassination. These people are serious about keeping power. They have approved and orchestrated the invasion of our borders. We have enemies here from everywhere. Russia, China, Afghanistan, everywhere. They're here. This goes on to talk about others that were involved. Said McRaven wrote that he was angry that Trump revoked the security clearance of Obama CIA Director John Brennan. Now remember, Brennan was one of them that signed a lie that the laptop of Hunter Biden's was Russia information. These are the liars. These are not the men to trust. Therefore, I would consider it an honor, he said, if you would revoke my security. Of course, the article he wrote was, revoke my security clearance too, Mr. President. I don't know if he did or not, but he should have. Every one of these guys needs to be taken out and locked up. They are enemies of America. And it's sad. It's very sad. It's a very lengthy article. It goes into a lot of things here, including January 6th, where it was the military that decided not to defend D.C. They wanted what happened to happen. We're in trouble. Consent of the governed. There is a whole lot of dirty going on that most certainly we did not consent to. Fox News believes in our constitutional republic. Why, if they do, why is their slogan now Democracy 2024? Why did they fire Tucker Carlson? The media should be the friend of we the people, but it is not. And we would be all wise to take them with great skepticism. All of them. All of them. There are many we can trust, but even those we need to question. Diversify your news sources. We are in a war, America. And it becomes more apparent every single day. Did you know that the globalist elites, people in the UK, I'm sorry, not in the UK, in Great Britain, they want to sanction Tucker Carlson because he dared to interview Putin? We're in a war, America. And when there are enemies all around us, what was the great Marine said? They're at our right, that our left, they're in front of us and behind us. They can't get away now. But it's up to the rank and file, America, you and me, to bring America home.
Home!
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the DC occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.